Okay, so I straight up want to talk about cannabis, the opportunities that are emerging in this industry, and invite you to get lit with me. Stay tuned after these sponsorship messages. Hey, listeners, it's Nikitra Berard, host of the Creative Album Podcast, where I discuss topics like spirituality, art, music, and creating the life of your dreams. Cannabis is the star of today's episode. So I am rolling up some sativa, and guess what? I'm speaking my dreams into reality. I am feeling my dreams into reality. And I invite you to join in. I am working on my own cannabis brand, Faya Flower. That's what I'm calling it. It will offer hand-selected herbs and accessories for medicinal and recreational purposes. I decided to go ahead and build a legit business, getting everything legalized, paperwork done, all that good stuff, so that I can attract the appropriate customers, my target customers, which will be ladies who enjoy smoking, which is more than I thought, and for senior citizens. I want to come off as a luxurious brand, so I went ahead and established a strong foundation by getting everything legitimized. I am not an expert though. I have some experience and I have partnered with others who have already paved a lane in this industry, and I'm excited to add my touch and flair in the world of cannabis. And pretty much have fun regardless of the risks that are involved, and be a part of other people having a good time. I am an advocate of consuming cannabis to boost your mood and energy, and as a social treat. There's a trend of smoke and paint parties, which I would love to provide the cannabis for, and I have personal experience that it has helped me with body aches and ailments. So, this is a part of the vision and mission of Faya Flower. My goal is to associate my name and image with cannabis and develop a new customer base for this product and see where it takes me. I am ready to attend some events and networking with other pros in this field because I'm sure there is a lot more to learn and continue to develop my relationship with cannabis, hemp, and CBD products. This is only the beginning and reason to celebrate, so I'm sparking up to this. That was actually my first time hearing that. Very nice, very smooth. Yeah, so I love what I do for work now. I have more freedom and time to do joyful, meaningful activities. I am constantly learning and growing, making adjustments to my schedule to suit my needs without feeling guilty or pressure like I did when I used to work for someone else. Even though there are challenges, it's just enough to keep me motivated and engaged. Having the ability to juggle multiple businesses, a lot of my work is mostly online, utilizing digital platforms and opening up to creating more income than I am used to. I'm exploring new levels of wealth and expanding into a new version of myself. Congratulations, right? Some priorities for me right now is growing a garden, defining a wellness lifestyle for myself, seeking love and joy in this life experience. I'm considering to adopt some more animals. I'm practically building a ranch here, some horses, chickens, a Doberman dog, and a peacock. Own a couple acres of land in a beautiful, modern, contemporary 5 to 6 bedroom house. That is next level for me. So that's what I'm working on.
Sky is navy blue, soon to be baby blue, and baby, you got nothing but time. I never told her that I loved her. I just showed her that I loved her. Was a shoulder if she needed to cry. The sky is navy blue, soon to be baby blue. And baby, what's on your mind? I never told her that I loved her. I just showed her that I loved her. Was a shoulder if she needed to cry. Has there ever been a time where we ain't had much to say? The seat was on recline. It was way late in the day. Stay past me late. Closed eyes and the sky was in the go.
I have yet to try cannabis in any infused meals or food dishes, which is something that I want to try. So I was thinking to throw a dinner party this upcoming holiday season and for my birthday in January. I think this would be like the fanciest thing. It's so high class. Yet I am looking for a chef to partner with to help me put something together. So if you have any recommendations or referrals, let me know. I have been posting videos on my social profiles to market, promote, advertise, you know, put myself out there. You guys can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Patreon. All the links will be listed in the show notes so that you can connect with me on another level. Only if you want to. I have yet to figure out how to add videos to this podcast and display on Spotify, which I think is so cool, so amazing, but I'm going to figure it out. I might be breaking some community guidelines though, but I don't care because I have my own branded website, an independent hosted platform that I feel is the future of business and commerce and something I will be talking about in future episodes. So yeah, I'm going to keep you guys updated about that so that you can come through, support, invest, connect with me. So, I want to know, what are y'all smoking on? How do you like to consume your cannabis? What is your routine? You could tell me in the community chat. Do you prefer to smoke blunts, bongs, or bowls? Do you smoke throughout the day? Is it a social thing? I'm just doing my research here. Plus, I will be educating you guys on the source location of the herbs that I serve because I think this should be a part of your experience and one should know what is involved in your investments. Although sometimes this can be tricky because there are some stigmas associated with cannabis, but I intend to share all that I can, such as my main distributors, which will be mostly from Oklahoma, Washington, and Colorado if I can find the right connections. I'll also talk about the strain types and medicinal benefits, which is going to make my brand unique. You'll have to answer a questionnaire to help determine which strain is the best use, and I will offer suggestions based upon your desired outcome. For example, if you're feeling depressed or if you're grieving or, you know, suicidal, girl, try a little sativa, Casey Jones, which is good for uplifting your mood and it can make you chatty afterwards. It could also assist in changing your trajectory, but don't take my word for it because no one knows what's best for you or your body other than you. I simply want to offer a solution that is fun and unique, and what better than some herbs? I think some people over-glorify cannabis as if it's any different than a commodity like coffee or tea, which is why I have other items on the market as well. It's why I have other business endeavors in other industries. So if you don't want any herbs, that's cool. We could talk real estate. I'll offer you a card reading to deepen your spirituality. Subscribe to the creative community and unlock member-only content. Tell me what you want. I'm gonna give you what you need. Let's take a moment to listen to some music, raise the vibration, and talk about living my best life. You only have one life to live. Might as well dream big, right? Well, there's more fun coming on the Creative Album. See you guys next time.